going to work through really two sections of Hebrews 13 here, but just a few verses 15 through 17. Read what we considered in the last podcast, verses 12 and following. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, he suffered outside the gate. So let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. So through him and his blood, his sacrifice, then, verse 15, that is through Christ our Savior, who offered the once and for all sacrifice himself, we through him are continually offering up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips. We use our voices to lift up praise to God Almighty, not as the heathens who worship creation, but now as children of God, worshiping the Creator in spirit and in truth. And these lips are give thanks to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks. We're to be thanking God for what he has done. He has washed us, he's cleansed us, he's brought us near, he's redeemed us, he's adopted us, he's forgiven us, he's been patient towards us and gracious to us. He's working all things together for our good. He's working in us. He gave us his Son. He dwells in us through the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Give glory and worship and praise to his name. Give all the praise and thanks to his name. No other name shall come from our lips but the name of God for praise. But don't stop there. Don't just serve God with lip service. Verse 16, and do not neglect doing good. We are to do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. We're to show kindness and a changed disposition, previously self-serving, but now serving others. And sharing, having a lack of selfishness. As Christ gave his life for us, we can give of our stuff and time and talents to others. For with such sacrifices God is pleased. These sacrifices which stem from salvation in Christ, these sacrifices are pleasing to God. You could look at Romans 12, 1 and 2, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. You could look at Ephesians 5, verse 1, be imitators of God as beloved children, walk in love as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us as a sweet, as an offering and a sacrifice to God, as a fragrant aroma. And then another section that's very brief, so we'll cover it, in regards to leaders. Obey your leaders, these church leaders, the elders or pastors. Be willing to do as they say. There's a humble obedience towards those whom the chief shepherd has placed. And submit to them. Have a submission and a willingness to follow their lead, their recommendations, their counsel and teaching. This does not mean they get to tell you dictate every decision you make in your life, or rather you wisely seek counsel from them and submit to them. Why? Because they keep watch over your souls. There's a good reason. They've been given the task of watching over your souls as those who will give an account. The spiritual leaders of the church will give an account to God about the people in their flock. And I believe this is a strong argument for church membership, that if a shepherd is to give an account for those who he's supposed to watch over, he needs to know specifically whom he is watching over. And we want church leaders to be able to do this with joy. Be one whom they can look after with joy, not with grief. Don't give them grief and struggles. Be there. Be shepherdable, if that's a word, right? Seek counsel. Go to them with questions or concerns. If you are forcing your pastor to watch over you with grief, it is unprofitable for you. It is a blessing to them to have individuals, but you want to be an individual whom they can look after with joy, not with grief. And of course, this would benefit you as well, as they serve you and teach you and guide you and watch over your souls. So, two main points here is to serve the Lord, worship him with both your voice and with your actions, and then also to follow the spiritual leaders whom God has placed over you in your life.